Wow, look at all this food.
I hope people are hungry. You're going to have to buy a large freezer.
A lot of people are here.
Hi, Connie. I thought we lost you.
Yeah, I was upstairs in my old bedroom. What's going to happen to it?
Your old bedroom?
This house.
Well, it's all in your mother's will. You and I need to meet to go over the details.
Not really interested in Mom's things.
Well, still, you have to decide what you want to do with it all. So it's up to you if you want to sell it or rent it or live in it yourself. In the meantime, let me know if you need anything.
This is your house now? You could live here.
Oh, Penny, it's too much for me to think about. What will I do with it? What will I do with all of Mom's stuff?
Well, Jason Whitaker could help you. Isn't that what an antiques guy is supposed to do?
Yeah, I guess. I forgot that's what he does now. I'll talk to him in the morning, but...
What?
I'd rather have my mom back.
I know. But she wouldn't let you redecorate, not after the magic marker incident.
Hi, Connie. I'm real sorry about your loss.
Thanks. Jeff? Jeff Lewis? What a surprise.
I know. It's been a while.
Yeah, it sure has. No kidding. Wow. This is so weird. How are you?
Good. But I heard about your mom and thought I'd come to pay my respects.
You were at the funeral? Oh, I didn't even see you there. Well, couldn't really see anyone because it was all blurry. Oh, Penny. Penny, this is Jeff. Jeff, this is Penny. Penny's my best friend and roommate, and Jeff was, well, my first love.
Oh, first love.
Well, I guess so.
Are you still living in Odyssey?
Part of the time. It's too much to explain now. Though I'd love to have coffee or a meal with you sometime, when it's appropriate.
How about tomorrow?
Penny, I think the ice buckets need to be filled up.
They do?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I get it. Okay, nice to meet you, Jeff.
Likewise.
I'd really like to catch up sometime, Jeff.
I'll give you a call.
Can you give me a teaser?
What kind of a teaser?
Well, you know, about what you've been up to, that sort of thing, to intensify my curiosity for when we meet.
Well, I became a Christian, in part because of you, and now I'm a pilot for a missionary organization that flies into troubled areas around the world.
That works. Until then.
So the ice buckets are all full. But Eugene and Wooten need help putting up more chairs, Jeff.
I haven't seen Jeff in ages, and you're putting him to work.
Well, why not?
I don't mind. I'll be praying for you, Connie.
Thanks, Jeff.
He seems nice.
Don't get any ideas.
Okay. Good morning, Connie.
Good morning.
I'm going to the gallery until noon.
Okay.
What are you reading?
It's a book I found on the shelf about suffering and death.
Nice. The perfect pick-me-up I was hoping you'd have this morning.
I told you, I want to understand it better. It seems like we're always talking about God's promises and how he'll bless us and how good life should be for Christians, but... I'm finding a lot more verses about suffering than being happy.
I still don't think it's a good time to dwell on that stuff, Connie.
I'm not dwelling on it. Just think of it like the time you were obsessed with artistic shades of light and dark in classical painting.
And I was depressed for a week. Maybe I shouldn't leave you alone.
Penny, don't worry. Besides, I have to stop by Wits End, then go over to the antique shop to talk to Jason and... And then I'm going to my mom's house. I have a lot to do.
Okay, good. Just don't obsess about it, all right?
Obsess? Me?
Good morning, Miss Kendall.
Good morning, Eugene. Is Whit here?
He is not.
Oh, I thought he had legal papers for me.
Ah, that would explain his departure for the lawyer's office. I believe he said he had a few things to assemble before meeting with you. Did he know you were on your way?
No, but, well, that's all right. I'm running errands anyway. Can I ask you a question?
Oh, of course.
What do you think of suffering and death?
What?
Just wondering.
Well, would it be possible to come back to you on that?
You don't have a quick answer?
For a question of that magnitude, no.
Okay.
Though we ought to be clear about suffering.
What do you mean?
Well, what do you mean? Do you mean the suffering we experience as a consequence of the bad choices we've made?
No. We can't blame God for those.
Oh, I'm afraid we often do, but shouldn't. Then perhaps you mean the suffering we might experience because we are living out our faith in a world that rejects it?
Persecution? No, I guess not.
Then might you be referring to the suffering we experience through no provocation of our own? In other words, we have done nothing to cause it, either directly or indirectly. A difficulty brought about by, say, the weather or an illness.
Yeah, that.
Ah. Well, in that case, allow me to give it some thought.
All right, thanks. Oh, and thanks for the clarification. I think I was lumping all the suffering into one box.
Connie, is it reasonable to assume that this is somehow connected to the death of your mother?
Not really. I mean, well, kinda, maybe. But it's more about my half-sister.
Oh, Jules. Is she suffering?
Now that you mention it, I think she is. Hi, Jason.
Oh, good morning, Connie.
Wow. It's kind of strange seeing you behind the counter at J&J Antiques.
It's kind of strange being behind the counter at J&J Antiques.
Hey, shouldn't it be J&J and J Antiques?
One thing at a time. So how are you?
I'm okay. I'm here to talk about an estate sale.
Right, yeah, Penny called.
She did?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I guess she's still trying to keep me organized. So, how about it?
Well, of course, I'm happy to help, Connie. Though, remember that this is my very first estate sale.
Well, then we can learn together. What should I do first?
Well, the first thing you have to do is decide what you want to keep and what you want to sell.
Okay, I've been working on that. I started with the front room. There's a grandfather clock that can go. I always thought it was kind of ugly.
Okay.
Though my mom loved it. She bought it a couple years after we moved here. I had until the 11th chime to make sure I was home on Friday nights. Otherwise, I was in big trouble. You know, maybe I shouldn't sell that.
All right, keep the clock.
Oh, there's a couch and love seat that can go.
Couch and love seat?
Though, that couch is the one I used to lie on when I was sick, and my mom would bring me my medicine and sit on the floor next to me and rub my head. And
that's really sweet.
Yeah, maybe I'll keep them.
Right. Okay, you know, you don't have to do this right now. I should come to the house anyway. Meanwhile, you can look things over and decide whenever you're ready.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
There you go.
Though, if I'm gonna live in the house...
Wait, you've made up your mind?
Well, I think so. I mean, the house is paid for, and I'm living in an apartment now. Why, don't you think I should? Are you worried about me living there without my mom? The memories?
No. I wasn't saying
that. Well, how did you do at your house after your brother died? And your mom.
Yeah, well, it was difficult when Jerry was killed. I kept expecting to see him or hear his voice. And I'd already left home by the time my mom died, so the loss felt different.
Jason, with all you've seen in your life because of your career, what's your perspective about suffering and death?
Whoa. I think you just gave me whiplash.
Well, I was talking to my half-sister, Jules, and I realized I couldn't really say anything intelligent about them. I mean, as a Christian.
I don't know that I could either. I mean, not at a time like this.
But now's the best time to know what I believe about it. I mean, you never know when your dad might suddenly drop dead like my mom did.
Well...
It could happen. You don't know. He could have some health problem he hasn't told you about.
Well, I think my dad would mention it.
Yeah, well, don't be so sure. My mom had a heart condition and didn't say a word about it.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have sprung that on you. Penny warned me not to obsess. Okay, so I'll go home and start making decisions, and then we'll figure a time for you to come over.
Right. Sounds like a good idea.
All right. See you later, then.
Yeah. Okay.
Hi, Eugene. What's this box?
I think it's a year's supply of napkins. I may have a glitch in my inventory ordering program. Whew. What shall I do with it?
Well, I suppose we should make room in the storage area.
Hmm.
But let's put it on the table and fill the dispensers while the box is in here.
Up on the table? Well, all right, though I don't believe I can lift it alone.
Well, we'll both do it. On the count of three, one, two, three. I think I need to sit down.
You're all right?
I didn't lift with my knees.
Dad, what are you doing?
Hi, son.
Jason? Are you all right?
Well, sure. This box was heavier than I thought, that's all.
It's easy to underestimate the density of paper napkins. A ton of feathers weighs the same as a ton of lead, as you know.
Well, why were you lifting it without help?
Well, I was helping.
Well, you shouldn't have been lifting it at all.
What?
You shouldn't take unnecessary risks, Dad. A man your age...
a man my age? I'm not feeble or infirm, Jason. Do you want to arm wrestle?
Perhaps I'll begin filling the dispensers.
Then you don't need to go, Eugene.
Mm-hmm.
You're as concerned about his health as I am, right? So, I mean, you don't want to be surprised.
Jason, I don't understand.
And I confess that I am not following your line of thought either.
Look, Dad, I just want you to be careful, that's all. When was the last time you had a checkup?
Well, I don't know, but I feel fine.
Well, I think you should call Dr. Lawson anyway.
Dr. Lawson retired.
When?
Well, a couple years ago.
So it's been at least 2 years since you've seen a doctor?
Well, I guess.
Well, did anyone take over his practice?
Dr. Graham.
Well, then make an appointment with Dr. Graham.
Jason, honestly...
Just do me a favor, please. Eugene, back me up here.
I would if I knew what you were talking about.
Look, just leave the heavy lifting alone.
Well, it's part of my job, son. Is there something you need to tell me?
No. Is there something you need to tell me?
No. Why do you think that I... Would...
Look, I'm really sorry. It's just that I was talking to Connie earlier and...
I might have guessed. And she asked you about suffering, am I correct?
Yes. And you might want to check in on her.
Is something wrong?
Well, she was, like you said, talking a lot about suffering and death. Because of a conversation she had with Jules.
And because she just lost her mother. Now, that's bound to be on her mind.
Well, perhaps I should drop by. I promised her an answer, and I think I have one.
Oh, that's a good idea, Eugene. I'll watch things here. Now, you tell her I'll see her later.
Yes, sir. Farewell, Messrs. Whitaker.
Bye, Eugene.
Bye. So, what's this all about, son? You didn't stop by to get after me about a doctor's appointment.
Well, actually, I did.
Why?
Because I'm concerned.
Because of June Kendall's death?
No, it... Well... Yeah. She didn't tell Connie about her heart problems.
Ah, I see.
Dad, listen to me. Losing you would be the hardest thing I'd ever have to deal with. I'm not sure I could cope.
Well, I understand. But son, you know you can't lock me up to keep me safe.
Well, actually, I was thinking of a suit made of bubble wrap.
Well, Wooten has one of those. But I don't look very good in it.
You're joking.
Well, that's because that's all I can do. You really think you can create an environment that's so secure I'll never get hurt or sick or die? Look, we either believe we're in God's hands or we don't. Now, which is it?
Good point.
But thanks, Jason.
For what?
Reminding me how much I love you.
Hey, Dad.
Would you mind if we talked about Jerry and Mom and how we felt when we lost him? It's just been a really long time.
Of course. I'd love to do that.
Thanks.
That can go. And that. And... Mom, seriously, where did you get all this junk? Why'd you keep it all? Come in.
Hi, Connie. Good morning.
Morning.
Hey, look at all this stuff.
Yeah, I know. My mom was an accumulator.
Are those precious Mementos salt and pepper shakers?
Yes.
That is so cool. I have the matching butter bowl, but I could never find these.
Oh, well, then take them.
What? No, I couldn't.
Well, I'm putting them in the estate sale, so you may as well have them. It would have made Mom happy to know they went to a good home.
Wow, thanks. So, how are you feeling, Connie? Are you doing okay?
Yeah, just trying to figure out what to keep and what to get rid of.
Oh, that must weigh on you, emotionally, I mean.
Well, so far it's been okay.
Oh, but everything you've experienced over the past couple days must be affecting how you feel. You know, the way you look at the world.
Wait a minute, I get it.
Hmm?
Penny told you to stop by, didn't she, because of our talk earlier about suffering. That's right, huh?
This subject might have come up.
Well, there's nothing to worry about.
Oh, I'm not worried. An excessive preoccupation with subjects like suffering and death is normal for people who've lost a loved one.
I'm just trying to figure out a few things, that's all.
Oh, and I'd happily support you in that. Though happily wouldn't really be the right word to use in connection with suffering and death.
So what's your take about it?
Oh, well, as everybody knows, suffering hurts. It's painful, and very few people like it.
And the reason for it?
Well, I think it's to make us realize how good things are when we aren't suffering.
Really?
Sure. It's like, you know when you've been swimming and you get out and your eyes burn and you feel kind of cold and half wet and half dry and your bathing suit sticks to your skin? And then you have a nice hot shower and you get into dry clothes and you feel all cozy and comfortable?
Yeah.
Well, you couldn't fully appreciate the feeling of being cozy and comfortable unless you felt uncozy and uncomfortable first.
That's such a very Wooten-like answer.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
So, as I'm suffering over the death of my mom... Your words to me would be that I need to feel this way so that I'll appreciate feeling better later?
Well, I'd never say that to you while you're in the midst of your grief.
Why not?
Well, because it's almost impossible to answer really hard questions about things like suffering when people are in the middle of suffering. That's like trying to explain the nature of water to somebody who's drowning.
You've got a lot of water metaphors going on today.
Yeah, I'm in a rather aquatic mood. When someone's drowning or in pain, it's better to help them and show them love than to talk a lot, I think. Oh, come to think of it, I'm doing a lot of talking right now when I should be taking you to Little Putter's Miniature Golf. That's what I'd want somebody to do for me if I just lost a loved one.
Oh, not today, thanks, but I do appreciate the thought.
Okay. Well, I better go then. Mr. Lemming is waiting for a package of foot scrapers from the medical surplus store.
Oh.
You just promise me you won't suffer too much while I'm gone.
I'll do my best.
And don't forget about the miniature golf.
Later.
I'll be there.
Okay. Now... What else is here? Oh, photo albums. This should be interesting.
Greetings, Miss Kendall.
Eugene, hi. Sorry, just having an emotional moment.
Oh?
Old photo albums.
Mm.
Come on in.
Thank you. So, how are you?
Running out of tissues.
Oh, did you look under the sink in the guest bathroom?
No, I forgot. Wait a minute. How would you know that my mom keeps them there?
Well, from visits here.
You visited my mom?
Oh, Katrina and I occasionally did.
Wow, she never mentioned it.
Perhaps she considered it confidential.
Oh.
Suffice it to say, we sought her wisdom and advice about sundry subjects.
You came to my mom for counseling?
Indeed.
Wow. I knew she was smart and all that, but I didn't realize. I mean, I think I took her for granted.
As we often do with those who are close to us.
So, why are you here?
Well, I came to inquire as to your general state of mind. Should you be sorting out your mother's things alone?
Why shouldn't I?
Well, it could lead to darker emotions. It's possible to forget that you're surrounded by people who care for you amidst your sadness.
Oh, I get it. I'm not depressed, Eugene.
Well, I'm pleased to hear it. So this discussion about suffering and death is...
It's just that, a discussion. I haven't lost my faith or reacting to my mom's death or anything like that.
I see. Then I don't need to answer the question you posed to me earlier?
Yeah, that's right. Why? What were you going to say?
Only this. When Jesus suffered, he redeemed all of our sufferings. He gave them meaning and purpose to change us, to bring us closer to him, to remind us that we do not belong to this world, but are made for greater things.
Okay.
He did not die to remove our sufferings. On the contrary, he told us to pick up our crosses and follow him. In that command, he was telling us that we will indeed suffer, but the suffering could lead us back to God in the same way that his suffering led us all to God. Am I being clear?
Eugene, did Whit brief you before you came over here?
No, not at all. Everything I just said came from your mother.
My mom said all that?
Well, I paraphrased, of course. When Katrina and I learned that we could not have children, we sought her help. In the midst of our suffering, that's what she told us.
I don't know what to say.
Must you say anything?
No, because I'm going to cry again. I never gave her enough credit. She could be wise, couldn't she?
Indeed.
Oh, I'm a mess.
I'll get the box of tissues from the guest bathroom.
Okay.
And if you'll sign that last paper, we should be done for now.
I had no idea that losing a loved one could result in hand cramps.
It's just one of the many things people don't talk about.
There.
Speaking of things that people don't talk about, is there something we should talk about?
Like what?
Well, a particular topic you've covered with Penny, Jason, Wooten, Eugene.
Oh, yeah, suffering. Well, I wanted to talk to you, but I thought you'd worry about me. Like everyone else seems to be doing.
Yeah, well, I understand it was triggered by a conversation with Jules.
Yeah, at the funeral. She said we're all just part of the evolutionary food chain and things like suffering and death are meaningless. I got lost in how to answer. What would you say?
Well, I suppose the first thing I'd tell her is that she's right.
What?
Apart from God, we're merely part of a food chain of one kind or another. Unless she can find some meaning somewhere else, that's all she can expect.
I don't think I'd say that to her.
Well, maybe not. But no matter what you say, you can't expect her or anyone who doesn't know Jesus to understand how God uses suffering in our lives. Any more than you could expect a small child to understand the necessary pain of a flu shot or an operation. Children can only trust their parents or doctor, or resent them for causing the pain. Apart from love and trust, what else is there?
Then how can I answer the question?
Are we answering for Jules or you?
Let's start with me.
Okay. You already know that the New Testament is full of passages about the purpose of suffering for believers. In fact, just about every writer mentions it.
All those verses sound hollow when you're in the middle of suffering.
Yeah, well, that's why we need to know what we believe about suffering, before the suffering happens. The Apostle Peter said that we shouldn't be surprised by suffering as if it was something strange or unexpected.
Yeah, I saw those verses too.
Yeah, but here's the hard part. No matter how we explain it, without the Spirit of God in our hearts, we can't grasp the purpose of suffering or even appreciate the comfort God gives to us when we suffer. All we can feel is the pain, and all we can conclude is that it's meaningless. We're just part of the food chain, like Jules said.
Then there's nothing I can say to her?
Well, you can say a lot of things, but showing her is better.
How?
By being available to her as a friend, maybe as a sister. I think you know what to do.
Dear Jules, thanks so much for your sympathy card. It was very sweet. Obviously, I got your contact information. So, the funeral is over and life is supposed to go back to normal. Though I don't know what normal is, or that I want to go back to it. Maybe I can't. Normal included my mom. So, I guess it can't ever be that again. You've been on my mind a lot since I met you. I thought I'd write to get the ball rolling on whatever our relationship as half-sisters is meant to be. How are you? How's life as part of the food chain? You know, I've been thinking a lot since I saw you. About suffering.
The question of why there's suffering and death in our world has touched every person at every point in history. And most people find that the answers aren't easy. For Christians, it's important to remember that suffering is one of many ways God draws us closer to Him so He can work through us. Suffering also reminds us that we're not supposed to get too comfortable in this world. God wants us to think beyond this world to our eternal home with Him. Because our relationship with God is the only thing that truly lasts. Everything else around you will eventually fade away. And now is a good time to consider what you think about it all. Then write and let me know. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Life Expectancy was written and directed by Paul McCusker, with sound design by Nathan Jones and music by John Campbell. Our executive producer was Dave Arnold. Our cast included Katie Lee, Townsend Coleman, Jess Harnell, Gary Reed, Kimmy Robertson, Will Ryan, and Andre Stoika. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.